Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Welcome to anything and everything under the sun, and sometimes above.
There we go.
Yeah.
Look at that.
No one has to search today.
Dakota, may I have a beverage?
Yeah, dude. I got some Pepsi and some water over there.
There's some warm bottles of piss, too. Best thing to drink.
No.
Just warm piss.
We keep our house pretty cold, so...
Everything's cold?
Usually, everything's pretty cold.
The brisk 54.
A brisk 54. 64.
Nah, 54 is the best one to do. Let me say this on the
mic. What?
Everyone, tune in on my Snapchat today to watch me shotgun a can of chicken noodle soup.
What the fuck?
Wait, you did that?
Doing it as soon as we're done doing this.
Are we talking like the Campbell's condensed?
Oh, yeah. Well, this isn't going to come out live.
That's okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, make sure you don't put that in there.
Yeah, I mean, I would... I just saved the video and put it on your Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be the, you know what? We could make it the sound bite.
Oh, yeah. For the episode. Just have Nick fucking shotgun a chicken noodle soup. What are you looking at, Clee? Go away.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
So, okay. So there's something that's really been bothering me. Can we talk about that?
Please.
All right. So there's this small like thing that happens when people consume material, right? You know, like supply and demand, you know, economical demand. And I hate defending Joe Biden. I'm not a Joe Biden fan or nothing. But like the other side, they are just like completely insane. Like they just look for reasons to blame someone else, or everyone does at that, you know what I mean? So like basic supply and demand, though, lumber prices were through the roof this year, obviously,
right?
We just came out of a pandemic that we were locked down at the house. People built, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Built sheds, built decks, built
additions,
rooms,
all kinds of
you
stuff,
you know what
man.
I mean? So, like, obviously, the lumber prices are going to increase those next couple years, right?
Makes sense.
You know, the surplus is going to be gone.
No, yeah, I understand what you mean.
So, why does it come down to be one person's issue? Like, oh, when Trump was in office, we didn't have these issues. Like, gas prices were low. But gas prices have always gone up and down. They always fluctuate.
Especially on election years.
Always.
It's a common thing.
So, like, I don't know. It just drives me insane when we sit here and crucify one man and say that it's all his fault. Like, it was us. It was our fault.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, too, I mean, they need a way. They need a way to discredit him. So, there's a few ways they do that with those issues there. Or the fact that he's never in the public eye. Because here's my thinking of that. Everyone's like, oh, you know, he's a little bit on the slower side when it comes to his speech. I'll give him that.
I get, yeah.
Okay,
get
but
on
the thing is,
not just
no,
the thing
on
is,
everything.
Yeah, yeah,
on everything.
Possibly. Here's the thing. He's an actual politician. We just had a president who wasn't a politician, so obviously he's going to be in the limelight at all times in front of the camera doing shit that he can do versus in these meetings getting shit done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Biden's been in politics his entire life.
But
so
he's
yeah, I picture him in the closed rooms getting shit done.
But I mean,
being the limelight.
I get what you're saying that, but isn't there a point where, like, he's been in there so long that nothing has changed?
Okay. Do you guys really want to know how I feel about this?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you can you're allowed.
Okay, so
here.
Like this is how I look at it. I'm not gonna bash Biden and I won't bash Trump. How I look at this is having a president is one of the dumbest things in the fucking world. It made tons of sense whenever there was only 500 people, 1,000 people, yeah. 2,000 yeah. people, easy to keep track. But right. now we have this job, a president, where no matter what happens in the country, that person is going to get blamed.
Oh, for sure.
It is the dumbest fucking... Have you ever seen pictures of Obama when he first went into office compared to now? I mean, right after he left? Oh, dude, yeah. the dude aged fucking 16 yeah, years.
From the stress.
Yeah. Like, it would suck. 100% it would suck. So, there will never be a good president until there is a president that can please everybody. And that'll never happen.
It's not going to happen there. And then, like, you know, to what you were saying, too, none of what Biden's put into effect has really shown yet. We're but catching the backlash of what comes off of the last.
I know.
So we're catching the end of the shit that Trump put into place is showing now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Trump didn't put it into place, his cabinet, because let's be honest, he didn't make those.
Right. Now I get what you're saying.
You know, but like, but you see what I'm saying? So we won't see the effects of what Biden's done until after he's gone.
Right.
You know, that's what everybody doesn't see. Everybody criticized Obama. Well, Obama's stuff was in effect when Trump was in office and we were prosperous.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't for this COVID shit, we would be leaps and bounds probably but ahead
like
of where we were.
Like we said before, we've already discovered the fact that Obama openly said that we were going to be dealing with a virus that we can't see or an enemy that we can't see.
Yeah, that's why he started the cat. That's why he had already had plans in effect for. There was a whole government wing for this stuff.
And then,
yeah. when Trump got in office, he's like, "Well, that's a dumb expense. That's never going to happen." Chop. I mean, it's kind of like what Obama did when he got in, where he's like, "NASA, what the fuck's that? Get rid of that."
Yeah.
You know, they're looking for a way to cut budget, and that was one of them. I mean, it turned out to be a really bad decision.
But then whenever it comes to like gas prices, yeah, around election time gas prices will fluctuate and they go up more whenever it is a Democrat who wins, mainly right. because whenever you're a Democrat, whenever it comes to being a Democrat or a Republican, you're trying to make one side completely happy and the other side completely pissed off, so that the other side will always hate you and one side will always love you. Because as long as you have one side always loving you and that side wins a majority, you will win a presidency, and that's all they care about.
I mean,
they care about winning. They aren't caring about actually helping everybody in America.
You got to look at the parties, right. too.
No, yeah,
the Democratic Party
definitely.
Is more, they're more heavy on the EPA.
Exactly.
You know, they're more heavy on environmental protections
so
and stuff like that.
So gas prices will naturally.
Yeah, so they're like, hey.
And Biden has already, it's already out there. He's kind of attacked the oil and gas industry.
Good. So realistically, do you think we've come so far that we've gotten away from what the real purpose is?
100%.
I think we've got caught up and played into a game where it's one party versus the other.
Yeah.
Where there's multiple parties out there that people don't get to see.
Right.
And it's a game. It's like America's Got Talent, but you got two contestants at all times.
It's a two-party system, but both parties are working together.
It's not even a two. That's the thing. It's not even meant to be a two-party system.
It's not meant to be a two-party system. I understand, but the two-party system that is the United States, without two of them, the other one can't do anything.
No, I
get
what
you're saying. So without Democrats, Republicans can't win, and without Republicans, Democrats can't win.
I don't know the exact number of different parties out there, but I do know that there was other candidates for some other parties that probably could have gave it a good run.
Right.
You know,
well, realistically, I mean, if whatever you want to consider yourself as, you could be your own popular. Go down to town hall, set up a speech stand there. Start talking.
I mean,
that's, claim yourself as a fucking
independent.
No, I mean, you could be an independent,
that's kind of like how it all starts.
Yeah,
and then but they never win. So since they never win, they go to a side
because
to which,
they don't have the money.
Exactly,
they, could draw it
they
in,
need
yeah.
funding. They yeah. get they're like, okay, I want to win this. This means a lot to me. And then they're like, okay, Republicans, I side more with them. Boom, I'm going with them. Now they have funding.
I get that. I mean, like I said, I mean, there's a lot of people that will run for one side and then turn around and run for the other. I get that. You know, it just depends on who's going to back them. My thing is that the media would have a way to get some of these smaller parties maybe some more attention. You know, like, hey, we don't really know. The country really doesn't agree with these two parties.
So you think that, like, CNN or NBC, ABC, they need to get away from the...
They're all...
But they're all, you know,
one's,
they're...
One's Democratic, side, one's Republican. Side, exactly. You know, with those news channels. So I'm saying, like...
But how do you take down a powerhouse like that?
You can't... It's all set up. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be one of those conspiracy...
No, I get
guys,
it. No, I get it.
But it's all set up. There's a reason why they never win.
But think about this.
Well, even if they ran, would they win?
Because then they lose money.
But think about this. It's all about money. Biden had just placed that policy that basically would... eliminate monopolization entirely.
Right.
Yes.
So I mean, like, the smaller companies would be able to have those primetime slots.
Yeah.
You know, without having to pay $750 million for 30 seconds.
I think it should be like that.
You know what I mean?
I mean.
So I think that's awesome.
But it's attacking capitalism, which is what we're founded on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where the headbutt comes in with these big, you know, these big corporations. I mean, you got to look at, like, everybody blamed, they're like, oh, you know, China, they're in charge of all, they have all our medicine and all of that over there, blah, 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 this and that, right? Big Pharma has a pass to do whatever they want.
Yeah, and basically.
They will continue to have a pass worldwide. As long as we're capitalists. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, they can set a price for whatever. That Tylenol you get at the store, if they wanted to, they could say, hey, that's going to be $300 a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and nobody's, yeah. What are you going to say to them?
Like, I mean, shit. You can protest it, but eventually you're going to need
there's,
it.
You know
but
saying,
that's why they make an
Tylenol
off-brand.
Was, well,
usually
saying,
only one.
Well, I'm saying, what if Tylenol was the only Tylenol, right? It was the only type of medicine to do what it does. They can literally monopolize said medicine and say, we're going to charge you $300 a month. For two pills.
Better be strong ass pills.
Well, there, I mean, you would think, but it could be whatever it wants. It could be a fucking placebo for all they care.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look at the pardons that these like Pfizer and shit has. Like, they're not held accountable. When you go to get your shot, some places have you sign a waiver to where you can't even hold the business that gave you a shot liable. The Pfizer and the medical companies that develop these vaccinations have a fucking pass to where you can't sue them if it goes bad.
Right.
How is
well,
that? I'm vaccinated.
Well, no, well, I know, but
that just goes back to Pfizer paying the biggest. You know, criminal debt.
And they have the worst vaccine out there besides Johnson & Johnson right now.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, they don't even carry Pfizer in other countries. They're like, no. Like, Europe has a whole different, I don't even know what it is, but I know they have a different vaccine that's not Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. Why are we not on the same page with the rest of the world?
Because we're our own.
You know, I mean, yeah, I get that, but if one's proven more so than the others,
oh, I know.
You know, or like,
well, you guys, like, I was just like downing the government and everything like that, but whenever it comes to vaccines, I'll get this out there right now. If any of you guys are these, I apologize, but anti-vaxxers, we're gonna lose a little bit of our following if any of them are listening.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just don't want someone telling me that I need to fucking get it.
No, that's the thing. I'm like, someone telling you need to get it, like, blah 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 blah. But all the vaccines, like, you already have vaccines. The only difference now is the vaccines you got when you were younger. You got them because your mom set up an appointment. You had to get
them.
We didn't have
a choice. Yeah.
You didn't have a choice.
Not at all.
Now you have a choice for it, but those vaccines didn't kill you.
This is the
same thing. The only thing that's different is we were younger, and the vaccines that we got were already more developed.
They were more
developed.
Look
at polio.
But you also didn't get... You don't get polio when you get the... You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get polio if you get the vaccine.
At first, COVID is like...
Right.
Just now. Like, it's still... It's still early. You know what I mean? It's only been like almost 2 years.
So everybody who gets
polio,
it is a lab rat.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Right,
but they did the same thing with polio.
Right, right. No,
same thing
it.
With polio. Like, you got a vax card. You got first dose, second dose. I believe with whenever those came out, you actually would have to go sometimes and get four doses. It depends on which vaccine you got.
Right.
But it was the same thing. It's all a part of progressing. And the only way we can progress to see if it's going to fix us and or if it's going to help us is to test it out on us. And, like...
They can test it on the people that are willing to go get it done.
Exactly. And that's where I believe the argument and the difference should be.
There should be
accountability, though. Yeah, I don't think the argument should be don't vaccinate. It should be... If you want to be vaccinated, get vaccinated. But whenever it comes to putting your kids into public schools, they should be vaccinated.
Oh, that actually takes me down another path because...
Oh, this is beautiful. I'm excited.
Because I was just thinking a couple days ago, is like people were like, well, it's my right to go to school. You know, it's my right to do all these things, to go to the grocery store, to go to the library or something like that without a mask, you know? And it's like at the end of the day, realistically, that is just your privilege to go.
Yes.
Right. Well,
it is your right to learn, right, but it's not your right to go to school.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Your right is to be educated.
Oh, 100%.
And as a grocery store, right, the right is to have the idea. The privilege is to have that grocery store.
Yes. Oh,
100%. But the thing is with that, too, you got to look at it as a standpoint of, once again, man, you know, media is pushing like, hey, if you're unvaccinated, you're basically the devil. You're the ones, you know, unvaccinated people are the ones that are spreading it when they haven't even looked at their own research,
yeah,
and realized that the people that are vaccinated carry the same viral load, if not more, sometimes double the viral load of people that are unvaxxed. So they're still spreading it, but we're throwing out all this information. But it's not concrete information. I mean, you look at like I said, they just approved Pfizer. They were talking about a third dose, right? The CDC came out and said you don't need it, but they came out and said, you know, the government came out and said, well, if you're somebody that's, you know, elderly or, you know, immunologically just like screwed, then okay, you should get it. Get the third dose, but it's going against the CDC, that's their function, is everything that we're in right now, which makes no sense.
Well, that takes me down another path there.
Wait, 1 second. Let me touch on this. Getting the vaccine is not going to stop you from getting COVID, but no. Listen, does the chickenpox vaccine always stop you from getting chickenpox?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, For the most part,
it slows it down. Yeah, it's like getting smallpox. It's the same thing.
No, but people, I'm saying the misinformation that goes out is saying that people that are vaxxed don't spread. No, it's not don't get it, can't spread it.
Well, yeah, but even like with, it's the same thing with smallpox. Someone who has a smallpox vaccine, sometimes they will still get smallpox, and yes, they can still spread it.
Right.
The thing is, when it comes to COVID, and what people don't realize is the scientists, everything like that, they're still people. They're going to make mistakes. They're like, no, I'm not trying to.
I mean, it's just like the weatherman. No,
The weatherman. And it's just like, you have to understand that, like, they're fucking trying. But also, I do agree with you on, if you don't know 100%, then don't give out fucking information that you don't know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're in a complete uncertain.
Yes.
The fact that people are still getting this vaccine and the smaller numbers it are, the fact that there's breakthrough cases shows that, one, this is not a perfected vaccine. So what they're not showing you is how do we get to Delta? So the Delta variant emerged because we have an imperfect vaccine. Mm-hmm. And that imperfect vaccine is creating multiple different strains that are stronger. There's a variant out now called the Lambda variant that is completely bypasses any vaccine that's out there right now. Anything. It completely bypasses. Is it more deadly? No. Is it more contagious? No. But we're getting these different variants from an imperfect vaccine, but they're telling you it's because, oh, this started over here in India where they didn't have a vaccine at all.
Right, right.
Those places aren't getting hit with these different strains because they didn't have a vaccine for so long. Mm-hmm. So it's not as bad.
And there will never be like a common understanding either, because now that they're saying like, oh, it's coming from here, it's coming from there. How about you just say like, dude, we're fucking trying and we're trying really fucking hard, but sometimes like we're putting shit together, we're pulling shit out, and like, we don't know what we're doing. They won't admit that because that causes panic.
Well, you gotta
think, so that's why they have to blow out bullshit.
Think about a place like North Korea, for instance. You know, they can afford to shut down an entire country because their country doesn't run on capitalism like ours. We're one of the very few countries that cannot do like China did. They just shut it down, everything. Shut down. Don't leave the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't even do. We never once did a full shutdown. Things have been open. I've always been able to go to the store, do whatever, drive around in my car, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Other places like, yeah, hey, this is a serious thing. You know, we never once actually did a full lockdown because we physically cannot. So what happens when something comes out later that is literally like, yo, you catch this, you're 100% dying.
Turn into a fucking
zombie. We can't shut that shit down.
Well, then I'm putting on a gas mask.
Right.
Not no motherfucking cloth mask.
Right. Well, I mean.
That's what they made this seem like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, you know, that's the thing too.
I mean, I imagine it's still pretty scary to get.
I've seen people with vaccines that wear their mask religiously that still get it. I mean, it's just because you're gonna get it.
It's because they don't know, so they have to try and do something.
Well, it was just like before too. They're like, hey, if you touch a surface, you're gonna get it, and then they're like, well, you don't have to wear gloves.
Well,
anymore.
Didn't they say it was a disease now?
It is. Yeah. That's they've been playing that for the long time. So the sickness would be what do they call it? Pneumonia. But the disease you can catch the disease COVID on top of whatever sickness. So if you have a cold, you start with the cold and then you contract the COVID disease, which amplifies it. I don't know the truth behind that. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But they do call it a disease versus a flu or a virus.
Yeah, but the only way it could be a disease is if you would always have it.
You do, though. That's the thing. You still have it.
Well, that's the thing. If we go into something like that, then you always have chicken pox.
Right.
You always have smallpox. You always have... Anything you get a vaccination for, you always have it because you now have those antibodies in order to fight it.
Well,
I don't know if you can... anything that I read, it always says virus.
But why do they downplay any other natural remedies that have been out there? You look at things like where people are just saying, hey, boost your immune system, you'll be all right. And then everyone's like, no, you need to get the vaccine. It's like... Well, there's got to be more than one way to treat this. And then, like, notice how hard they went on a vaccination. Never once have we heard, until recently, I had to look it up. I think I sent it to you guys, the treatment, that pill that they're creating in Japan that will treat it. From day one, they've never really said anything about researching a treatment. The putting people on ventilators, that didn't work. That killed more people than it helped.
Yeah, the ventilators was like a last ditch effort.
Right.
Because they didn't really know what was going on.
But why,
they knew that it could keep you alive.
Oh, it could.
You know?
They have one now where they replace your blood. What do they call that? It's like a, it's a blood oxygizer. So it just like
puts more.
And that's a thing now that is effective, more effective than the ventilator. Because they don't have to put you in a coma, I guess. But I'm just saying like, never once have they really released anything about like a treatment, you know, or finding a treatment. Like any resources I've seen that have come about like possible treatments, like the remdesivir and all that other shit, was by like doctors that were like, hey, we figured we'd try this and this works. But the media's just like, vaccine, get it. It's the only way to live. Like, where's the treatment? When's the treatment coming for it?
Whenever you get COVID, just from what I've experienced with Kai and Scruffy, well, not even Scruffy, mainly just Kai and her mom and her dad, is whenever you get it, pretty much the treatment is the same thing as if like you have a flu, unless your oxygen, like your oxygen in your lung level goes to like 40%. If it stays above that, you go home and you don't have to go to the hospital. But whenever you go home, they pretty much just tell you, like, your treatment is, you're treating it as if, like, you have the flu. You're sick.
Well, see, that's the thing, too. Like, Dakota could attest. Remember when Haley got sick and they gave her, the Tamiflu stuff? Like, she was cool in, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
So there's something, it doesn't immediately cure it, but it, at least.
Well, it won't, I wouldn't even technically say cure.
We're not even there. Yeah, it doesn't cure,
I would say, because that's why they classify
the symptoms.
That's why they classify it as a virus.
Or it shortens it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like the Tamiflu isn't a like cure-all for the flu, but it'll lessen it. So instead of battling for a week or two, it's 3 days.
Well, yeah, you're lessening your symptoms, but you still have it.
Oh, yeah, no, I get that.
And that's why they still classify it as a virus, because... A virus, it just has to run its course.
Well, when the treatment comes out, you got to think too, it's going to be, there's no point in vaccines anymore.
I mean,
would they find a way to fool our treatment?
Pretty much, how I look at it is, I got vaccinated. Honestly, the only reason I got vaccinated is because I like going to concerts, and I don't like fucking getting a COVID test every single time I want to go to a fucking concert.
Right.
But
well, see, in my defense, I don't do anything. So
yeah, right. You kind of just sit at home, have fun.
I do have a lot of fun usually.
So I should tell Ryan that I can't work on Wednesday because I have to be at the hospital for you.
Dude, you can pick me up. Take me there.
I'll take a vacation. Dude.
I'll totally do it. I'll be like, Haley has to work. He doesn't have anyone else to do it.
Oh, shit. Jesus. I'm nervous for that.
Yeah, that's... Man, what's the last time you had a major...
Never.
Never. Yeah.
Hey, you can do this, man.
I know.
You're going to love anesthesia. It's so much.
See how far you can make it in the countdown before you pass out.
And when you wake up, you're going to love it. It's so awesome.
I'm going to make it all the way.
You think you like weed?
Right?
This shit is a whole nother level.
You're going to wake up and be like, oh, damn.
Oh, shit. I'm not. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
At least it'll be fixed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just hope that it releases a lot of pressure. I mean, it's like sometimes I'll just be sitting there and I'll just have to go to the bathroom really bad out of nowhere. Like 5 minutes ago, I didn't have to go to the bathroom and now I do. I know that works for everyone, you know, but it'll put like intense strain like on me. I can't breathe. I feel bloated, you know, and when I go to the bathroom, I'm cool. But I'm sure that's how it is for a lot of people, maybe. I don't know.
Eating's got to be a labor, too,
you just
bro.
Be farting on the toilet.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, plus eating, too, dude. Like,
eating's tough.
You're probably not eating a lot because you're like, man, that full feeling's probably like fucking somebody sitting on your belly.
It's not fun. Sometimes I would just be like, oh, like, don't want to move, nothing. I would get bloated playing golf. And I wouldn't be eating nothing.
Right.
Yeah, just because it was probably just getting inflamed because I'm fucking torquing my abdomen.
I remember you were talking about how it causes other stuff too, like your knee pain that you were feeling for a while. Like,
dude,
you
know, I was getting researching. So I like looked it up because I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with me? And because like I would get like headaches, my stomach would hurt real bad. My knees and shit would hurt. I would get like the shakes, and apparently it can do a lot. Like if it, say it tears that day, or it pushes through completely that day, then you'll experience like fevers, chills, almost like you're going to die.
Right.
it was fucking insane. But yeah, I'm just happy that I'm getting it done.
Yeah, I was going to say, you took steps, get it fixed. It's all that matters. I mean, it may suck for a month or so, but, you know, once you get back to normal, you'll be like, fuck, life's so much better.
I hope.
One less thing to worry about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
I mean, it definitely helps.
Once I get it done, I'm going to try to rehab, get back into working out, and maybe try to play some football. Who knows? I got a kid on the way, so we'll see.
Yeah, I see. That's where it comes in, man. Because now it's like, damn, I gotta play football and break my leg. Can't work. Like,
can I do
fucked.
My work from home?
Right, exactly.
Dude, like, that's who said that to you?
Fucking Randy.
Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
Randy,
told me
that was the greatest.
Because he can
statement.
Work from home. So he's like, I don't. You know, my job's secure. If I break my leg and gotta be at home, I can work from home and still make money. If you can't do that, then football probably ain't the best option. Which, I mean, you could get into it in other ways, though. I mean, you could look to coach again or
if anything,
or
I'll
something.
Go announce the games or
I mean, you
silly
could,
coach them or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can come on and coach them. I mean, you've played every position, so.
Fucking right.
So you can literally just, fucking you know, pick. Right. But
dude, I'll tell you what. Watch the Las Vegas Raiders. Beat the Ravens.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. I hate you.
In overtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
How the fuck?
Bro.
On a goofy ass back footed throw by Derek Carr.
Derek Carr's on some shit. He threw
that shit.
He
up
threw
there.
Today a, like, I think it was like a 60 yard bomb, bro. Just hucked it. I'm like, where? Derek Carr.
Today
like,
is in
9/19 2021. Yeah, it's Sunday, so you know, you guys will see it. I'm sure you've already you already have by the time this comes out. So, but dude's on a mission. I mean, he was last year too, and then he got hurt. Like, he's been progressing every year, but he gets hurt. So, like, hurt him again before we play him. I don't know. Like,
so I'm in this fantasy team. My Xbox just turned on. Kind of creepy. I don't know which one did.
I mean, Jameis Winston went 11 for 22, 111 yards, two interceptions, no touchdowns.
Bro, Ryan Tannehill's getting sat.
Right?
He has 332 yards. He only has me 15.98 points. No touchdowns. Daniel Jones got me 31.46 and is sitting on my bench.
Damn.
Daniel Jones from off. New York Giants.
Yeah, he went off.
242 yards, two touchdowns.
Solid game.
Who's got Ryan Tannehill, 332 yards, no touchdowns, 15.98 points. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
I'll tell you a sleeper. Who's got Matthew Stafford in your league?
I'm playing him right now.
Sir.
He only has 22 points. This doesn't make half a damn sense.
I mean, he has 22 points. Isn't 22 points pretty good?
I mean, 22 points is pretty decent, but you watch your usually quarterbacks. Like, you look at, like, Tom Brady. He's look, probably got, like, 35, let's put it this way. 36 points right now.
Kyler Murray had 49.
Oh.
Josh Allen had 21. Tom Brady had 39.
Yep.
Russ Wilson, 36. Matthew Stafford, 22. Justin Herbert, 20. So,
well,
I mean it's
average, I guess. I mean, you have your few standouts.
COVID. but yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm sad. I'm
Do you guys
down.
Get points for your QB rushing too, or is it?
Yeah, okay. QB rushing.
Well, you look at Kyler Murray, that might be why.
But the game's close. It's 23-30. Titans are down by 7. I'm not a happy camper right now.
You know, I don't know how to feel. The Titans had a couple, you know, glow up years here, but I just don't. I feel like down the stretch they're not going to get it done.
No.
How's your Dolphins doing though?
Excuse me. I don't want to talk about them. That's how I feel.
You guys win. You guys won your first game.
We got fucking goose egged. We got blown out, 21-0. Tua got hurt.
Damn.
Jacoby Brissett came in and shat down his leg.
I mean, I could probably count on my one hand how many times Jacoby's been thrown into an actual game. But Tua, that was their fear. You remember? Yeah. That was their fear.
But it was his ribs. It was his ribs, not his hip.
Right.
So,
but usually if you're prone to injury, it's going to be everything.
I got great hips.
I don't know why.
Great hips?
I got great hips.
Ailey and I were doing
he could have been focusing
hip
on the hip
things. We were like flexors. Doing. We were washing machines, and we were just doing a spin cycle.
You were hula hooping.
Hula hooping. Yeah. And then that's she was like, it. "Now I'm turning it to speed 6."
Oh no!
And I was like, "I'm not ready for 6."
that sounds a little advanced for me.
I'm still on 3.
I'm yeah. Keeping it right. Solid. I was like, "Can 3. We just back it down a little bit? I'm not ready for that." Oh, it's important to stretch every day, for real.
I haven't stretched in probably over a year, and
I don't
feel
believe
like
in
I should just stretch.
I tell myself every day I'm going to stretch.
I feel like you feel better when you stretch every day.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that would feel better.
I'm just saying I don't believe in stretching. As the great Tallahassee said in Zombieland, have you ever seen a tiger stretch before it takes down a gazelle?
Yeah, but you're going against the rule, man. You got to limber up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't be tiger either. It'd be lion. I apologize.
You gotta limber up.
Yeah, you just gotta get some.
I will agree. Stretching feels fucking fantastic.
Well, I imagine it gets the blood flow into the muscles. Probably wakes you up, too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Drink, dude, wake up. Drink. As soon as I wake up, I chug probably like 2 bottles of water.
Oh, I was gonna make chocolate milk when I got home. I forgot.
Why don't you just go buy
chocolate
some?
Milk. No,
because
no,
I like,
no.
I like feel making like it.
They got Nesquik at Dollar General.
Yeah, you could dial
yeah,
in
but I got Hershey's syrup.
Does anybody use the Nesquik powder anymore? Is that a thing?
No, because every time I do it, I feel like it's mixed up enough. But next thing you know, I have the movie Sand Dunes in my fucking eye.
Yeah, yeah, but we got shaker bottles now. See, back when we were kids, we didn't have those.
Oh, yeah.
I never even thought of that.
I don't know. It's the syrup or nothing.
Really? Dude, I just buy chocolate milk.
See, I can't do the strawberry.
I like buying chocolate milk, too. You don't like
strawberry milk? I do like strawberry, but I drink too much of it. I get a bellyache.
Strawberry milk.
I could drink a lot of chocolate. I could drink the same amount of chocolate as I do strawberry. Strawberry, I get a bellyache. I don't know why.
I'm lactose intolerant, so as soon as I like smell dairy, I'm like, yeah, I have shit.
But it's worth the punishment.
It's 100% worth it. Like, worth I actually have to shit right now, but I'm holding it until we're done.
You ever get upset like where you eat something that's got dairy and it's like not good? Or you're like, this wasn't worth the punishment I'm gonna take.
Do you? Yeah. I have.
I'm not lactose intolerant.
I had this Amish cheese, and I was excited to try it, and I ate it, and wasn't worth the shits.
I just want you to know that I hate blue cheese.
I can't stand it. I don't know how people eat it.
No. Absolutely not.
They gave me blue cheese for my wings once. I didn't know.
Where, Roosters?
No, it was V-Dubs.
Dude, blue cheese is nasty. I fucking hate that place.
Dude, Roosters, right now, Roosters Canton, Ohio. The best blue cheese. Don't listen to these guys. Don't do it.
Blue cheese never.
Gross.
No, blue cheese is delicious.
That's disgusting.
100% delicious.
I know somebody that put that on their salad. Like, the lady I work with put that on her salad. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Blue cheese and then with, like, feta cheese crumbles.
No, feta is great. Blue cheese, no.
I just don't understand personally, but you know what? Let's agree to disagree, even though you're wrong.
It's a texture and the fact that it's mold and it's terrible. I mean, although most cheeses are mold. But, like...
Or
I
can all cheese.
Visibly see it. And the taste, it don't set right with me.
It's pretty good. It's almost like more sour cream.
Yeah, see, I'm not all right with sour cream as it is either.
Mouth water. I have some at home right now. Yeah, like, disgusting. I can just dip my pinky in there, swirl it around a little bit, and just...
You should burn your house. You should get that out of your house immediately.
That shit's good.
I made pancakes the other day, though.
With blue cheese.
They look delicious. No. I'm not going to lie, fam. Those,
no blue cheese.
You had me wanting some fucking pancakes. I ain't even going to lie.
Dude, but you know what
gives it a close run for their money? French toast.
French toast is the
truth.
Look
at me. Look to me in my eyeball, both of you, right now.
Truth.
Next Saturday, 100%. I'm coming over here in the morning, and we should make pancakes.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Pancakes and French toast. We should just make breakfast and, like, you know, and watch a movie. AJ and I have been talking about coming over here and watching a movie.
I know. He hit me up the other day. Shout out AJ. Hope you're doing well, bud. Keeping that concrete fresh.
A griddle would be perfect for that. I saw somebody doing homemade McGriddles.
Mm-hmm. I saw that too. You take like the mason jar cap.
Yep.
And you dump the pancake mix in it, and then you take once a little bit of soap. Yeah.
I was like, man, that's.
Have you seen some of the way these people make eggs, like the design and all that shit?
Did you see the one where
suck them up?
Did you see the one where it's like a it looks like it's cooked?
We should have a dessert party one time.
A dessert party would be fun. We could do
a party or a breakfast party.
No, a dessert party.
How about we do breakfast party in the morning and then a dessert party? You're gonna fuck
my. I'm not gonna lie, dude. Like, breakfast food is pretty much on
my bowels are gonna be 100%.
Like, breakfast food's like, I get why they say it's the most important meal because it's the best.
And my favorite part about all breakfast, dude, pretty much, like, whenever we would like have football dinners and shit, or football breakfast, we'd go to like the Legion. I would just put my eggs down, I put hash browns down, breakfast potatoes, sausage, bacon on top, and then just cover it all with syrup.
Whatever went on my fork, all mixed together.
Man.
Right, yeah. Delicious. It mixes perfect. But
that's amazing.
That's why, like, one of my favorite go-to items, which I'm really pissed about Taco Bell getting rid of their breakfast, is the breakfast burritos, dude. It's so convenient.
Dude, Taco Bell breakfast was good.
It was, their burritos were
delicious. The quesadilla?
Yeah, their breakfast car trap was good, too.
SpongeBob told us it was the most important meal of the day.
No, Gary's way.
Which, dude, did they make breakfast at the Krusty Krab?
No.
They didn't open until like lunchtime, bro.
Big, strict lunch and dinner crowd there.
That's weird. Imagine, you know, it's just crazy because, like, Mr. Krabs being the money man he is, bro, like, you would think he'd be
able to. Well, there was that one episode that I remember they did stay open 24/7, so they would have had to have had a breakfast.
Think about how his overhead is, bro. Like, he has two employees, three if he pays himself.
You have to think about this. Like, Squidward's not a morning person.
You know they're not getting benefits either.
Oh, 100%. There's no way. No PTO.
Right.
No, dude, the Krusty Krab almost sounds like Auschwitz.
They need a dish guy. God. Like, bro, can you imagine? Like, SpongeBob's got to cook and do all them dishes.
Yeah, dude.
Squidward's got the easiest fucking job. He just takes
probably,
orders.
Let's be realistic. It's a little diner, but it's the only diner that we know of, right?
It would be equivalent to having two other people working at the Circle. And you've all been there. You know how busy it is.
The Circle Restaurant. A wonderful place out in Deerfield, Ohio.
I'm not going to touch on that because it's
I'm just kidding.
Not like it used to be, bro. I'm telling you. COVID has ruined a lot of fucking restaurants.
That's because they're putting it in the food, man.
No, it's not even that.
They're putting it in the food.
The fucking level, like the level of competency, like the employees and like the quality of the product that they're able to get now is just dog shit. IHOP in Boardman used to be one of my favorite places to eat, man. Food was delicious. Service was great. Went there after this pandemic. It's fucking terrible.
I can't even shy in on this because I'm not a big IHOP person.
Bro, my
Denny's
fucking...
Denny's all the way.
Denny's.
I agree. Never been to Denny's.
Oh, what?
Huh? Never been to a Denny's.
Oh, my God.
We should do our show from a Denny's.
I think the last time I went was... Cool. We got fucked up in Akron. It was like 4 in the morning, wasn't it? We were on our way back. It was late as shit.
Do you think they'd let us?
What?
Do a show at Denny's?
Yeah.
Yeah, why the fuck would
like,
they?
Be like, hey, can we borrow like your internet?
Denny's.
And like hook up to it and like just record from
there. We wouldn't need the internet.
Yeah, really.
They make adapters you can just plug in.
Right. Yeah.
And just blah, blah, blah.
We should do like a live show.
From the breakfast
do a live show from Denny's.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Live show. All right,
tune in. Live show from Denny's.
Like I said, breakfast is unmatched. Denny's is pretty damn good. I'm not going to lie.
Wendy's breakfast is uncandid, though.
You're lying to me.
The breakfast baconator is the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
That frosted Cheeto you'd get all the damn time?
Frosty Cheeto? Vanilla Frosty Cheeto.
Bro, he would literally, we'd call each other in the mornings when we worked at Terminex, and my dude would be like, I was like, hey, what you eat, man? Oh, you know, I got that Wendy's. Or he'd be in the middle of ordering, can I get a vanilla Frosty Cheeto?
Dude, I have to, like, try Wendy's breakfast.
Oh, it's God. Good.
I'm behind.
So good.
I didn't even know they had it.
Their breakfast baconators, the truth. They have a
Slap City dog.
They have a chicken biscuit that's like it's a honey butter chicken biscuit. It's pretty damn good too.
Yeah.
They got breakfast potatoes.
Yeah, what?
It's like potato wedges, but breakfast.
They got sausage and biscuits and gravy.
How long does it run though? Is it like Taco Bell breakfast where it runs from like 9 to 11?
Whatever
that's
they
a
open
pretty
at
good time.
Right? I mean, yeah, that's.
I mean,
not
that's
bad.
Like
that's only two
no,
hours.
9 o'clock? They do not do 9 o'clock.
Taco Bell used to do 9 to 11.
Fuck no, dude. They
it's
were
like
open
five
earlier
something.
Than that.
No,
yeah.
No, not for breakfast. I'm telling you, I'll look this up.
Taco Bell was open 24 hours,
like
right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean their breakfast was only like for 2 hours.
I thought
hours.
I'd just cross into the Twilight Zone. He's about to tell me Taco Bell wasn't open 24 hours.
I'm pretty sure they ran from like 5.
No.
I would get it in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm looking.
On the road working and fuck, dude. Like, we'd be out at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. So, yeah.
Oh.
Taco Bell breakfast menu is currently available at select locations only. Stay tuned for updates and visit. We'll return to your local Taco Bell. Days of the week, hours and run times. Monday through Sunday, it's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., so it's 3 hours.
Well, this is COVID. Now, last time I had it was pre-COVID.
That's crazy.
So,
yeah, dude. Know. So, that fucking that gaming thing that I sent out the other day, that Omni?
Oh, yeah.
How dope was that?
Yeah, dude, that thing, next level, and I'm excited.
Well, it was like... $2,999 a month for like 12 months or something like that. You could pay it off.
Hey, when you offer an experience that nobody else offers,
yeah, dude.
You got to pay that price. Whew. You got to think they probably marketed that for the rich people.
Dude, it was saying that it was bringing in like I want to say like $10,000 to $15,000 a month.
This like a probably. VR.
This is a full like, strapped in VR. You run around.
You got
around,
a trackpad
you
that you run on and shit.
Yeah. It's an Omni.
Sounds like, what's that? Ready Gamer.
$2,999
a month.
For 12 months.
For 12 months to pay this shit off. Yeah.
It's I like wouldn't, a, dude.
It's like that Ready Player One fucking show. Dude, which was awesome.
Dude, I
want to
know what the individualizing is. Like, I want that. Yeah, I want just one.
Oh,
just take one out of them and tell me. I'll do it.
Right, right. No, I get what you're saying.
You know, if I can have one in my living room and I don't have to turn on my Xbox and I can just walk over here and get on this game.
Right.
It is game fucking over.
You know what I would do?
That, I feel like that takes it to a whole
I would put that by itself, nutty. Like one of those sheds. Like, boom, that's my... It's a VR area. Like, you walk through that door, like, it's some fucking sci-fi shit, and boom, bro.
That changes life.
100%.
Like that.
Think about the stigma with gaming, bro. It's maybe. Usually, like, you're fat, you're a loser, you don't do shit type of... But with that, like, you're like, motherfucker, I run, like, 6 miles a day, but I'm shooting motherfuckers while I'm doing it.
You don't
like,
even really know.
Just 100%. Like Pokemon Go, bro. Think about it. We walk miles. Miles, didn't even care. Like, oh yeah, hell yeah. Hey, let's go out later. Let's walk some more.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
dude,
so something like that.
Gonna,
can you imagine playing Warzone or
we
some shit?
We walked through
Fortnite?
Columbus.
Yeah, we walked through some random fucking suburb in Columbus.
Man, we walked like
crazy.
10 miles a night before a fucking football game. That was just, didn't feel it though, because we had
work.
Walked so much before that though. So it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah, we were a mount.
Oh, dude, that mount used to be lit. Price
Park. Get down, get up in them, get in the duels and shit.
Dude, yeah. I would just run into so many people, though. Like, how cool was
that?
It
brought so many people together. Like, yeah. You know, somebody, you're like, hey, what team are you? Like, oh, I'm Mystic. Like, oh, I'm Valor. You're fucking weird. Get away from me. Yeah. You know, but, like, still, like, it was cool as shit. Like, oh, what Pokemon you got? Hey, man, there's a Poliwag over here. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I've been looking for that. Like, world was such a better place then.
Oh my gosh, when was that? 2016. Was that?
2016.
I feel like that was such a great year.
15, 16,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was like 2016. That was a great year. That's when we all lived together.
Yeah, that was,
think
yeah.
about all the fun we had in that fucking apartment.
That was
apartment.
A great year.
So much fun.
None of us had, we all like never had a bunch of money. We had just enough money to buy food for ourselves and sit on our couch.
Food and booze, bro.
Food and booze.
And some weed.
And
some ganja.
Some
weed. Hella ganja. Jesus Christ.
Worked at a pizza shop. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. That's still by far, like, if I look back on all the jobs I've had that I've hated, I love the pizza shop.
Since I've been unemployed, delivering jobs are cool.
Right.
Because I do a little bit of DoorDash. So, like, it's like, oh, this is the good old days.
Don't go to Union Town and do it.
No.
You got to pick up groceries.
Well, they gave me a red card. And if I activate that thing, then I got to go to, like, Walgreens.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yep.
Had to buy some shit for people in there.
Caitlin's like, got to do Walmart.
The,
like we went to Uniontown. She's like, hey, you know, we went to some cool places over here, like, by the water. Beautiful, right? So I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I want to see some of this shit. I'll ride with you. Get over there. First order's at Walmart. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, is there a Subway in there or something? She's like, no, it's groceries. I was like, what the fuck? DoorDash does groceries?
Yeah,
what's that Instacart shit? So we do this, get the order. Yeah, it's a $9 tip. I'm like, oh, cool. Come to find out, she accepted two fucking orders. So it was two deliveries of groceries for And they brought out so many goddamn groceries and filled the car. Not only that, I'm like, oh, cool. We get to go see some cool houses and shit. No. We were in the hood. We were in the hood the whole fucking time, bro. I'm like, man, this
You're
is
like,
bullshit.
I've already seen this.
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm trying to see some of these nice
I've
houses.
I've been here before.
Bro, she painted a picture like it was the most beautiful landscape ever up there, bro. I get there and all I see is fucking bullshit.
All you see is West Oregon and Sebring.
100%. Probably worse, man. We were in some fucking goofy areas. But I'm just like, man, like... What? How are you going to sell me this dream of just beauty? And then this is what I get. And then I was like, you know what? This is the American dream rolled up right here. Get promised fucking beautiful lakes and houses, and then you get the hood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rape and pillage everything.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with you. What the fuck?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Why the fuck? I should have stayed.
Oh, I was pissed. I was like, just take me home. I'm done.
Oh, man.
I was like, we're not doing it. Every order we got, not one order was for a restaurant. It was all groceries, and it was all we delivered to one cool place. That was it.
Damn.
But they were all grocery orders. I was like, dude, this is stupid.
Like, motherfuckers, just go get your groceries.
Walmart is so fucking far away in that place from every place that we were at. I'm like, dude, you're losing money and gas by doing fuck these orders. Like, take me. Dude, I'd rather go pick up fast food places and shit, not groceries. Dude, they were bringing out fucking
well,
totes full of groceries.
You
man.
Know she can pick what she wants. She can just decline.
She was just accepting everything that came that way.
I mean,
bro.
Yeah, I get it. I do the same thing. Ah, damn. But I don't have my red card with me.
The cool thing is a lot of people I've noticed, though, are going out and doing this stuff on their own.
Yeah.
So they're starting their own type of businesses like this where, like, they just deliver snacks. Like, hey, bro, I'll go to whatever store you want, get whatever snacks you want. Like, especially in Colorado, they started those ones where, like,
they're runners.
Yeah, literally.
They're just runners.
Literally. Well, I mean, you think about it, you could get a job working at Amazon, but you could deliver your own damn vehicle.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
UPS,
the times that we're in, like, are just, it's weird. It's more set up to be an entrepreneur, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, you see the
tax
wages and
breaks
stuff.
Shit for them.
Jeez. Oh, how much? Don't you have the 1099?
You do.
And DoorDash?
Yeah. You do. Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of suck?
No. Hear me out.
Kind
of. Everything's a write-off, though.
If you don't pay attention.
Your phone, all that stuff's a write-off. So if you're not working it in the way in your favor, yes. So working in the financial business that I do, doing loans and stuff, I've seen people that come in that are entrepreneurs. Okay, if you own your own business, you have to bring us your taxes for us to go verify your income. So that being said, like, somebody came in, like, she claimed she made $60,000. You know how much she had to pay taxes on after deductions? $3,000. Technically, in the government's eyes, that year she only made $3,000. She had over $40,000 worth of write-offs in her pocket, untaxed. That's why people push small businesses. That's why it should be pushed more. Because everything you do is a write-off. Everything. Like, you're a DoorDasher. Hey, that phone bill you pay, you got to have your phone for GPS, right? Unless you know where you're going. Write-off. Gas. Write-off. Car repairs. Write-off. Everything's written off, man.
But how do you just, like, write off? Like, what do you mean? Like, you pay for it and then you bring...
Yeah, you put the total cost of what it was.
Okay.
And then you put it into total profits of the year.
So, like, you don't really have to know what's a write-off. You just take them in and they're like, okay, yeah, they accept them pretty much.
Well, you got to... I mean, if you're smart, you'll keep the documentation. So you'll have all your phone bills. You'll have... Get a receipt every time you get gas.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. But, I mean, that's just like... Remember when people were throwing a bitch fit about Trump and he only paid $750 in taxes or something?
Yeah.
This is why. this is exactly
it's
still, why.
I mean, it's BS, but...
It is, but
it can be done.
But see, that's the thing. We grew up in the era where they pushed school on us.
Yeah,
capitalism's the way to go. They need to be pushing. Hey, be a small business owner. This is how you get ahead. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, of all the breaks that you get, the stuff that you qualify for. Say you're a small business owner. You personally have shit credit as a business. You got great credit. You start over. That's a way to start your credit over right there. Start a small business. Because now you go off of the business's line of credit. So everything that the business purchased isn't you personally. So now you don't have to claim that either. You buy a new car under the business.
Yep.
Nick Ryan himself didn't spend $12,000 on a new car. His company did.
Yep.
So that's $12,000 that's unaccountable on your end, but on the business end, you know, you may pay taxes or something for it, but you personally don't.
Oh.
Yep. It's a cheat code. That's where I'm at. It's a cheat code. Everything's a cheat code. There's so many financial cheat codes out there right now.
Hey, what is that saying? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Literally. I feel like where we live in America...
So what you're saying is I should save all my grocery receipts... And when I get my taxes done, take them in and be like, yo, I want to write off all these groceries.
Well, that's what, like, the cool thing is, too, as a business, you run a business out of your house, half of your rent for the year, write off. Half of your utilities, write off. Internet bill, all that. It's all write offs.
But you have to be a business entity.
Yeah, and your business address has to be out of your house.
I mean, you have to have, like, an LLC.
Yeah, or a sole proprietor.
Sole prop helps, too.
Yeah. But I think that was really all that I had.
Caleb's giving baby the business right now. Yeah. Putting the balls on.
Well, how you got? You guys all good? Lee?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. What else you got?
Have you ever been in a situation that makes you feel like you could be living in a simulation.
Yeah, more than once.
Like, yeah, where you had
we
to,
just fucking talked about you, this, and you disagreed with me and Lee when we talk about that building right down the motherfucking road.
Yeah,
no, dude, it's still there.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Anywho,
you gotta go. That's why
I literally felt like I was in a simulation. Like, but like, obviously, I'm still the one that's autopilot.
Right.
You know, whatever. Oh my gosh, this is gonna take me down two statements. Actually,
killer.
So, anywho, I had two friends. One asked me something to do further in the week. And I said, yeah, no worries. I'll be there. I like you, blah, blah, blah. No problem. Then I had another friend ask me to come do something. I was like, heck yeah. No problem. Not at all. Well, I get to the one, and it wasn't exactly how I expected it. And I couldn't leave because I would have felt bad. So I stayed, right. You know, but I had a hard time telling my other friend that, hey, I just can't do it. And I was like, I feel like if I tell you no, then your little heart bubbles are going to disappear and it's going to go down to maybe two instead of 2.5.
Right.
So like, I was like, man, blah, blah, blah. I told him, anywho, the moral of the story was I told him ultimately the situation I was in and what was going on. And I just felt that I couldn't leave. So I, you know, at the end of the day, I just felt like I could conserve maybe a quarter of that heart bubble. And, yeah. So he was happy with that.
Yeah. 100%.
Full Sims. Maybe VR is not a good idea for you, man.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a hard time, like, concern, like, you know, fucking, hey, is this real life or is this a fucking VR?
Do I have the headset on still?
To further that statement, though, is like, these are things that happen to me all the time where I just feel like I'm looking at myself from the outside and I can almost see the directional path that happens.
Are you like a cyborg?
No, but another thing that I was also reading just a couple days ago is the CIA had released those documents about astral projection.
Yeah.
And how they basically confirmed that it was a real thing. Well, fuck, I used to do that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid. I mean, I used to piss the bed so much because I physically felt like I was in the bathroom.
Yep.
You know, and I would wake up and I'm like, fuck, I thought I was in the bathroom.
Right.
But yeah. I wasn't.
Some of my traumatizing stuff, for the reason I don't mess with spooky stuff, I think, is because I astral projected as a kid. There's vivid memories I would have where I was physically trying to open a bedroom door and nothing was opening. And it wasn't a dream because I wouldn't still remember it as vividly as I do. I could go right back to it. So, For them to confirm all those crazy dreams. That's what I'm saying. But still, something that feels so real. It's like, what the fuck?
Do you have to be like sleeping in order to do that? Because I remember.
No.
You
don't have to be sleeping. You can.
They also call it a
psychosis, hyperfixation, or hyperfocus, where you can essentially close out your, you can blind out everything around you, but your eyes are still wide open.
Yeah, dude, like, I mean, I don't, would you guys technically think this falls under that? Because I'm like,
I can do that still. I can sit on that chair, stare at the TV, and be gone.
Yep, and then come back.
Haley could be talking to me and I would never hear what she would say.
So whenever I was younger, my family, we'd go camping at a place called Bob Boards. And I would like not want to go in the deep end because at one time that I went into the deep end, I like went under the water. Remind you, the deep end's 5 feet. It's right. Not deep. There wasn't right. Even a diving board. And I felt like I would be stuck under the water. Like I couldn't physically come back up as if like the water was jello.
Right, right.
And I like wouldn't be kicking and screaming anything like that. I would like not personally like be there. I wouldn't be scared.
Okay.
But I would always like there's times where my mom would be like my uncle Steve thought I was drowning, but I was literally just underwater for a long ass time. They pulled me out. I wasn't drowning. I was 100% okay. Like I just got right back in the pool.
That could be it.
I don't know if that is because I don't remember exactly where I went. I just remember they would pull me out of the water.
So I got to propose this question to you. So going down that same statement there, do you think that's what happens when you go to a place and you're like, I've been here before? Do you think you've astro projected to that place before?
Like, you see what I'm saying? In a deja vu moment type
thing? Yeah, like you go somewhere, you're like, man, I've been here. Like, to
but
the point
you've
to
never
where you,
actually been there before?
Your physical self has never been there.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've done that before.
Right. Like, I've gone into a place before where I'm like, dude, I know this room.
Yeah, the bathroom.
Like, the bathroom's
right around the corner.
Here. I've never been here.
When I was younger, songs used to be almost automatic. I would know. Never hearing the song before, I'd be like, I know this song.
Right.
You know, my grandparents, they would be songs from when my grandparents were kids.
Right.
You know, playing on the radio. And I'm like, oh, I know that song. How? This is from 1970, and I'm sitting here singing it at 13, 10.
It's just, it's
10 years old.
It's crazy how that stuff comes to you, though. Like, where is this coming from? You know, where do your thoughts, that's, remember we were talking about, where do your thoughts come from, bro? Like, where do they come from?
Your hypothalamus.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can say, but it's just like these things are just like boom.
Yeah.
So, in saying a simulation, it's like we're constantly getting downloaded. Yeah. You know, we're downloading shit at all times, and it's just it's so weird. Like the human experience is it's fucking weird.
It's a slow process, but I'm gonna figure this one out. Is the consciousness, how you can zone in and out of it. You
know, we do it every day. Everybody does it, too.
Yeah, I mean, you go to sleep. Everything that you don't necessarily want to experience.
Your drive to work. Work itself.
how the fuck I get here?
Right.
What the hell happened to my day? That's all that shit just is absolutely absolutely insane. Dude, I think it's awesome that maybe they are more open to explaining a little bit, but in the theory of religion, where does that fall? You know what I mean? Where does God play its role or Jesus play its role if we are just one giant ball of energy that manifests a humanoid type?
Well, see, that's where I go to where reality. The fact that, you know, remember the saying, you know, matter cannot be, quote, created or destroyed or whatever, like, we are energy. Like, I feel like I saw a theory to where they said Earth is a punishment. Like, this is a punishment planet or punishment plane of existence.
Like a purgatory.
We're here to learn. It's basically hell. We're here to learn lessons. All throughout your life, you're constantly learning a lesson. You're making choices. But, you know, maybe you made a choice one time when you were, say, 16, and then you come across that same situation when you're 30, you're like, okay, so now I know how I played out before, and that was not the right answer. Let's go with it here. You're constantly met with some of the same decisions you've already made.
So that would also, I mean, that would also fall in the lines of deja vu.
Right.
I mean, years and years down the road, you go to some place and then you're like, oh shit, I've never been here, but I remember it.
Yeah.
You know, there's even places where I'll drive down in town and I'm like, I've been in that house before, or like I've been here before for a whole different reason. So, the house we lived on, Liberty.
Yeah.
I think the next door neighbors the house over.
The one to the left of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opposite side.
Yeah.
A family friend of mine used to live at. My mom would take us to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when I first moved in there, I was like, man, I really know, like, I feel like I know what this place is. Like, right. I've been here before. And then I told her where I lived, and she was like, oh, we used to go there all the time. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Dude, I went there when I was like 3, 4, 5 years old, maybe.
So is your deja vu more triggered by places or like events?
Everything. Like, it can be situations, events, right. Conversations.
Mine's been more of like events, not places. So at work, something happened. Like I had the experience of at work at my new job before I'd even started. Like as far as like a certain situation arose, conversation played out the same way. Like I remembered everything that was said during the conversation, the interaction with a customer coming in at the same exact time as a word was said to a T. it makes no sense. I mean, even down to what I was wearing,
in right, real life.
Down to what I was wearing and what my coworkers were wearing was a match, and it just, where does that shit come from?
Do you have to wear like a suit at work? No,
it's business casual.
Okay,
that's not bad.
Dude, we talked about that. We've talked about that before. That I told you that story about the Ouija board.
Yeah, it's weird. It's things that can't be explained, but. The fact that the CIA released those documents and nobody, you don't see it.
It's the same thing with like aliens.
Yeah, they declassified all that stuff.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, totally. We're gonna release it with like all the COVID-19 bullshit, and everyone like was like, oh yeah, let's not talk about.
Well, you know, later down the road, 20 years from now, when we're past COVID, and people are like, dude. The government never told us. They'd be like, oh, yeah, we did. Here, it was released to this. It was released to this. So come to find out, like, the alien stuff was released with the stimulus stuff. Like, yes. When they decided on that, they decided on that, too. It's like, what? How does that end up on the same paperwork?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you know what? We're gonna give these people money. We're going to stimulate the economy. Like, you would think that that's all the meeting would be about. Turn around. They're like, hey, we're gonna declassify some documents.
I don't know, man. There's just so much.
Think about the shit that's in the background we have no idea about.
There's just too big of a margin for us to... I mean, we fucking can see entire planets.
Universes, galaxies.
Other universes, other galaxies with similarities to our own.
They're dropping the one right next to us. The Andromeda galaxy is literally
that, I don't know if that one homes, like us. I don't know if that one homes Kepler or not, but
it does, I think.
I mean, fuck, that one's a basic, they're calling it an Earth too.
Yeah, so at one point you in our rotation, I mean? Like, our rotation in the galaxy, we'll be close enough to where it would be, see, this is the thing with space travel, we haven't figured out how to prolong life.
Right.
We figure out like chirogenics or, you know, stasis. Cryogenics or stasis, dude. We're in.
I think we have figured it out. I do. I really.
You think they just haven't told us?
I just don't think that they want to. I mean, at what point do you not want to do something?
You look at like we did the thing about SpaceX. Like the cool thing about SpaceX is reusing. Right? They could reuse those rockets.
Yes.
They're gathering minerals. They're gathering resources. That's what they're building it for. To go, we're not gonna go fucking terraform Mars. We're gonna go dig that bitch out
and figure out what the hell we can use.
You're right. You know, like, hey, they got something that's similar to coal there. Oh, right. Cool. So stop fucking our planet. Let's go there.
I mean, realistically, though, like, I don't know. Is it terrifying to think that maybe? That there could potentially be another life force out there that is just waiting for us to become equipped to withstand something like that? Or do you really think that it's more vicious that they'll just be like, fuck them. We figure out they got the energy. We're going to come over there and fuck them up. Well, Battle see, of Los Angeles.
Well, you remember you read about the Galactic Federation.
Yeah.
I think we're one of those mining planets for our precious metals, gold. Because there's a lot of studies into it, like there's a similarity between some of the materials found in the crafts. But if you look at some of the spacecrafts that we found, like I think I'm pretty sure they declassified this stuff too. The materials it's made of is like, it's a metal we've never even seen. It's hard as our metals, but it's lighter. And it makes no sense. Like it physically, it's an element that doesn't
like
exist.
Like vibranium?
Right. Well, you know, in Iron Man.
Yep.
Where he goes to create his new chess piece and he's like, I just created a new element. At some point we have to evolve and find a new element.
I'd imagine.
You know, maybe there's a cleaner energy source. You read about the they're trying to do dark matter and particle accelerate, like shit that could literally end our Earth and create a black hole. Yeah. They're doing these experiments like on a regular basis.
Yeah.
We could die like this planet could just get sucked into the abyss at any time.
Do it.
I'd rather just be like a superhero. So if you could stop fucking with my life and just give me stem cells that can produce shit for me to produce, you know?
That's another thing, though. Like, why is stem cells? You look at how we're set up here in the U.S., man. Like, stem cells, not a thing. You have to go to other countries where they're like balls deep in it. Like, that knee pain that you've had for 10 years, yeah. One stem cell injection clears that out. You got new knees, bro.
Well, there's also drastic side effects with that.
It hasn't been as bad.
We don't know.
Well, we don't know. I'm going to be honest. I haven't quite researched it myself. But
neither have I.
And you're not going to hear about it in the world because like, the U.S. just completely abolished them. So they're like, yeah, no, we're not even doing it. It's illegal. It's like, what? Like, what if that's the key to unlocking a genetic sequence that we've had in us the whole time?
Do you think in our lifetime we'll witness like, I don't want to say someone get powers, but someone achieve the impossible that we really for pretty much always thought would be impossible.
You've seen it. It's just been discredited. I'm telling you, those monks were onto some shit.
Like Dalai Lama?
Like, I'm talking like the Buddhists, like China.
Oh.
Like, one of them went into a deep trance of meditation, buried himself alive. They pulled his body out like over 100 years later. It didn't decompose at all. They buried him just in the ground. It would decompose nothing. He looks like just like when he went, like completely preserved.
So is he dead?
Yeah. Or maybe he isn't. I don't know. See, that's the thing.
Like, well, if he doesn't have any vitals, then he's dead in the natural world.
Yeah. He could be somewhere
else. I mean, that's great if he meditated.
Could you bring him back?
And went somewhere else. No, how the hell are you going to bring him back if you don't even know where he went?
What I'm saying.
No.
You astro project and find his ass.
You have to find him where he is.
Then you would have to go meditate towards that statue.
Right. I hope that you don't.
They would take that body up and put him there.
Well,
because
no,
he would have to be attached
no,
to the
I get
natural
I'm
world.
Bringing it back. I'm just saying, like, the fact that
Since they removed it, no. Because he has no long... His attachment right. to the natural world would no longer exist.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, I get what you're saying.
But if you were able to become into a, like, such a deep connection to the spirit world,
right.
as the monks are,
right.
then essentially, yeah. I mean, if he's still there...
Right,
you would be able to do that.
It's just interesting to see how some of the stuff that they could do that's possible with how they train, and not just them. I mean, there people do it all the time. I mean, you see stories of people under immense stress and pressure that lift a fucking car off their child.
Yeah,
that couldn't even bench 200 pounds.
We see it all the time. Like so, you just said, we see super. I mean, go look up on YouTube superpowers.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're gonna see some crazy shit. Either it be video editing skills or not,
right.
or if you choose to believe it or not.
Right.
I mean, I know some of them are very questionable and some of them are really, really good.
Right. You know, like Elon Musk, where he's talking about doing the thing in in the brain. Like, they did a everybody has like an empty spot in their brain. Like, it's like for something to be put there or what?
I've watched some movies where they've injected or implanted stuff into people and they become these like super soldiers is what they call them. You know, they come real scaly skin, real hard plated like right. alligator skin. They got super strength and run fast, jump far or something like that. So I don't know. The movie Splice, fuck.
Dude, that's such a great movie. But
so
they've unlocked a genetic sequence. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they have it now to where, say you get your girl pregnant and you guys like, want a boy. They can go and genetically make it so that you're having a boy. Like, they just, boom, boy.
Yeah.
Like, you can do that now. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you look at, like, even COVID right now, they're sequencing a lot of different things and finding different genetic codes for this, and that. Mm-hmm. So at some point, we're going to cross that threshold where, like, hey, I could genetically modify you to do this or to do that. And that, I mean... what's our next evolution is what bothers me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the next evolution in human?
I mean, we'll get into that. I do want to figure that out. I think it's a little harder than we expect.
Oh, it is.
You about to end this on a cliffhanger, Dakota?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
because
man.
And something funny.
Okay.
Because they say that there's what 9 different types of humanoid species.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit harder to explain that our evolution or where we're headed than it would be to explain it in a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Because I definitely want to dive down in each different species of human that they were and why they were different. Because, like, I'm skeptical
right. about reasons. About all of it, or like just strictly about like the different evolution paths.
The different evolution paths, like how they explain Neanderthals being a different yeah. than humans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's kind of weird to me, and I would just like to figure.
You got to think too, like how many people actually dive deeper into these things yeah. because you're so caught up in your day to day life. Like, oh man, I'm a tough day at work. Like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Or like, what's on TV? Like, we're so distracted by shit that I feel like people don't even take a second to think. Like, dude, the fact that we're even here is the most fascinating thing ever. Like, we that have no been, idea
that we've been here.
Yeah.
Related as far back as
or that our life,
you know what I mean?
Our life
you
is dependent I mean? On we've a fucking all been, star. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
why are we not, like, why do we not, I mean, scientifically speaking, why are we not praising the giant star in our sky?
Literally, that's you know the thing I mean? That keeps us alive.
Because if that bitch don't come up tomorrow, we're all dead.
We're done. You know, so it's crazy. The human experience is it's fucking insane.
Yeah, but I think it's cool. I really do like that topic, so I would like to spend an episode on it, possibly.
Derrick Henry, 3 second half rushing touchdowns. Comeback overtime win for the Titans.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Just got the update.
Sorry. Man went off.
Dude, 339 yards and only 15 points. That still pisses me off.
Yeah. It's just, I feel it.
I have nothing to do but rub my eyes because that's just idiotic.
I feel it.
Dude, Derrick Henry is so big, he just looks so slow.
Dude, like tackling that crazy. Man, like I'm not gonna beat that dude in the gap. I'm gonna tell you that now. No. Like even if I was like NFL, like ready, big, genetically, dude, that's a big dude.
I'm gonna try, but I'll probably get hurt.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Damn, man.
I ain't gonna do it. I'll try it. I'm probably most likely 100% not going to win. But, you know, I'll get trucked. I've been trucked before.
Well, it's just like the meme that was going around. People were like, imagine being paid, being an NFL player, and you're practicing with Derrick Henry, like helping him practice his fucking stiff arms. Like,
they do that.
I know, but
he
it's
got
just,
tired of the fucking pads, but now
getting,
they have players.
You're getting paid to be a fucking stiff arm dummy. Like, I mean, hey, whatever. I mean, you're still making more than the average Joe, but like, fuck.
Okay. So my closing remarks I do want to say is, you guys fans of the butt slap?
Are we talking
sport-wise?
Sport-wise butt slap.
I mean, not excessive.
Like, don't smack me so hard to where, like, it stings.
Bro, if you make a good play, I'm going to pat you on the butt. So yeah. Good play, man.
I'm not a fan of the butt.
But, you know, it is.
I normally would go back of the helmet to the butt. It was, like, always a ting-ting, but I'd be like, it was nice.
Right.
Like a confidence booster.
Did I ruin it for you because I kept grabbing your
just
ass?
Just like a little pat. You know, it's like a little.
So,
good job, man.
Would it blow your mind that the first recorded butt slap was like 1973.
Really?
That crazy?
We've been slapping ass for that long.
Yeah. And it generally,
it's kind of weird that
it generally revolves around, well, it goes back further, I think.
Where did
maybe 1950s in baseball.
Why did that start though?
Dude, even the high five was revolutionary.
Right, that is true. That is fucked.
You know what I mean?
I never thought.
Somebody just like threw their hand up, hey, slap hands.
Yeah, basically, people that's like, how
what
the
fuck's I never that thought mean? I would hear the words high five and revolutionary in a sentence, but you have happily made my dreams come true.
I want to know how that first experience went, bro. Dude, like somebody like put their hand up and they're like, what the fuck? You got a question? Like, what do you want me to do? No, man, just
hit my hand with your hand.
It's a clap, but you help me.
I forget the names who did it, but yeah, I guess like everyone went crazy.
Jesus.
Like didn't know what the fuck was happening.
It's like it's like the movie Semi Pro where they're fucking where the alley-oop.
They're
like, what the fuck? Yeah. Is that even legal? Well, it's not breaking any rules. It's like, what the fuck? Like they fucking won a game off of alley-oops. It's like,
I wonder if that's like kind of how it went.
Oh, probably, bro. Game. Like, they're like, what the fuck did we just see? Like, the whole stadium was probably like, what? You can, oh, God, what?
What do we got here? Oh, shit. Anywho, I'm closing it off now. I'm all done.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds Make sure good. You follow me on Instagram at RealLifeNRSW on Instagram. That is RealLifeNRSW.
Follow me on Lowly Ranger Podcast on Instagram. It's still a work in progress, but we're getting there. And don't forget to like, comment, and share on this this episode here.
Absolutely. Make sure that you definitely go check out anything and everything under the sun on Instagram.
Hell yeah. And we know what I do. I'm on Facebook, anything and everything under the sun. Instagram, just follow it. Got Linktree. We'll have that in my Instagram bio. And yeah. All I got. The money sign.
Peace.